From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea preparing another rocket launch. The North Koreans say they've planned to launch an Earth observation satellite between February 8th and 25th. The announcement comes weeks after a fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This act would violate numerous Security Council resolutions by utilizing proscribed ballistic missile technology. It also comes on the heels, as you know, of the January 6th nuclear test, which is itself an egregious violation of UN Security Council resolutions.
Japan and South Korea have joined the U.S. in demanding the rocket launch be canceled. The North last launched a long-range rocket in December 2012. China has not made an official response to the news of a pending launch. Its top nuclear envoy was in Pyongyang to discuss the nuclear test. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi Tuesday said his country is ready to help African nations battle militancy. He spoke to the Guinean parliament.
Terrorists aim at disintegrating societies by having them living in fear, possibly because they have no constructive projects on their own. They try to kill us. When they are not able to kill, they try to force us to live in the fear. We must refuse this message, and together, in the name of culture, in the name of ideas, in the name of democracy, fight against this terrible message.
The Italian leader on a tour of West Africa that takes him to Senegal and Nigeria. His visit follows twin terrorist attacks in nearby Burkina Faso last month and Mali in November. This is VOA News. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year civil war appear to be in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive that threatens the northern city Aleppo. The opposition delegation has threatened to leave the talks. Vera Atassi is a delegation spokesperson.
We are receiving reports of massive escalation of Russian and regime military aggression on Aleppo and Homs, including attacks on hospitals and critical infrastructure. Syrians are desperately fleeing this aggression. We need the international community to intervene with Russia to stop its indiscriminate bombings.
Meanwhile, the government delegation in Geneva said it didn't open formal negotiations as scheduled Tuesday, with UN envoy Stefan de Mistura saying the basic framework or agenda of the talks had not yet been established. A county in the U.S. southern state of Texas Tuesday reported what appears to be the first case of the Zika virus transmitted in the U.S. by sexual contact. Officials say the patient was infected with the virus after contact with a sick individual who returned from a country where the virus is active. Dr. Tom Frieden is director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
With Zika, we don't know exactly how long someone can remain infectious. But in this case, as we understand it, someone had just gotten sick with Zika, and that individual's sexual partner then developed Zika without a travel history. The CDC laboratory confirmed that both individuals do have recent Zika infection.
24 countries confirmed Zika cases at the end of January, mostly in Central and South America. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff told lawmakers Tuesday her government will spare no expense in fighting the mosquito that experts say carries the virus and poses the greatest threat to pregnant women. Brazil hosts the Summer Olympic Games this year. Iraqi and Kurdish forces say Islamic State militants are transporting carloads of cash from Iraq to their de facto capital, Raqqa in Syria, following a U.S. airstrike that destroyed millions in IS currency holdings. Coalition and Russian airstrikes in recent months have also targeted a variety of the group's financial resources, including its once lucrative oil smuggling. A military general who's been an outspoken critic of longtime Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has now been charged with illegal political activity and being absent without leave. General David Sejusa appeared in a military court Tuesday denying the charges. He was arrested Sunday ahead of the February 18th presidential election. A commercial Airbus A321 jetliner operated by Dalo Airlines sustained an explosion Tuesday that blew a hole in the fuselage, forcing it to return to the Mogadishu airport. The plane was en route to Djibouti. At least two of the 74 people on board were injured. Asian shares fell in Wednesday trading as oil prices continued their slide. The price of U.S. crude slipped below $30 a barrel. Tokyo and Hong Kong fell. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.